Are we ready? Greg, are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine. That's fine.
All right. In 5, 4, 3.
Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
Can't spell shattered without shat or turd.
Like a gut punch to the apple.
Some of the funniest shit on the web.
I call it a rock fret.
I like the cut of your jib, gentlemen.
These five are the only protection we have.
The best part of the show is the genuine Hasbro love.
Good night, folks.
And of course, Pat's weekly farts.
Breaking news.
It's very outside of the box.
Nailed it.
All right. Right.
Bob, they can tackle now carrying Hasbro.
They truly are your favorite podcast,
Thoughts, prayers, likes, and shares.
Shut up.
A to B.
Is that you?
Shattered Cast.
When are you going to bring Larry back?
My favorite Star Wars podcast.
Shattered Cast on
like complete fuckers.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now and
shut the fuck up, Chip.
Hey. Show of the year.
What up, Bonds?
It's Shattercast Uncut, episode 207. It's a thing. So, we're down a Justin tonight?
Minus one Justin.
Justin. I like that.
Thoughts and prayers? Everybody?
Likes and shares.
Likes and shares.
Likes and shares. We gotta heal him.
Bless his heart.
He's at the shop.
All y'all are just afraid to post a picture of Justin on your wall. Any other social media?
Dude, that's pretty good.
Any other social media tropes that we can touch on there? How about you, Matt? You got any?
Hey, how y'all doing? Got any what?
Any social media stereotypical tropes we could touch on with Justin?
No, not offhand. Sorry.
How about Robert? Robert D, you got any?
You got gifts, probably.
What's a trope?
Memes.
What is a trope?
Stormtrooper.
Yes.
Man, we've already started off good, man.
Yeah. Robert obviously
good doesn't night.
Have...
No, folks.
Robert obviously doesn't have any...
I would say first, hello, everybody. And if you would like to send likes and shares to Justin, I would suggest strongly that you post a picture of a luck dragon or a Treyu or something never-ending story related to his personal timeline, because he actually loves that show.
Favorite movie of all time.
Every version of that movie and the cartoon version as well. That's all I have to say. And hello, everyone. I'm still freezing my balls off. I went skiing today, and I never saw the slope. It was negative 10 degrees, real feel. And all the bullshit hubbub of going skiing and all the boots and the skis and the this and the that and the freezing your nuts off and the gear. It was hours of just freezing and being uncomfortable. And then the nursery said, oh, we're closing soon. And I was like, see you guys. I got to get the baby. And me and Azalea hung out in a bar restaurant. And I had a bunch of drinks. And but it was freezing. Not fun. Not fun at all. I hate skiing.
what ski resort are you at?
Well, we went to...
It was a lawyer party.
No. It was Camelback. Camelback Mountain has a ski resort, but we're not staying there. We are staying half a mile away over at the good old family Great Lodge.
That next little camel.
You always go there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Azalea's been bugging us for months.
I thought that was in the Poconos for some reason.
Poconos? What the hell?
It is.
Poconos?
That's Virginia.
Okay. I figured as much. Yeah, like, why didn't you just say Poconos? You're ashamed to say Poconos.
Who should not be ashamed of being Poconos?
And this is like cold country Poconos.
That is the name of the title of this episode is Poconos.
You take a lot of vacations to the Poconos.
He loves the Poconos. Yeah.
Dude, do you ever get into the champagne bubble bath? Like the bubble bath that's shaped like a champagne glass or what?
No, but I found out that my Galaxy Note is basically waterproof. And I got drunk in a hot tub and I took a selfie and I sent it to you.
You did.
I took an underwater drunk selfie of myself.
Was it in the shape of a champagne glass?
What the fuck?
Or a heart?
No, that's grim. That's Mount Airy Lodge. I've never
been to the Camel Toe Park Lodge.
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. You don't remember that song? No. Is that where you honeymooned?
We honeymooned in your neck of the woods.
In Brooklyn?
No, but New York. That was our initial honeymoon. That was like our like pre-honeymoon. Then we went to Europe for our proper honeymoon.
Oh, God.
Dude, don't be hating.
Oh, Bobby Europe face.
Bobby Europe face.
Let's have croissants by the sand.
Dude, I had a lot of croissants. Dude, I was doing the Humpty Dance. I was doing the Humpty Dance in the south of France. You know what I mean?
All right, what are we doing? Are we doing introductions or are we just talking?
Yeah, so, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi. What's up, everybody? I have seen Last Jedi 3 times, and I'm probably going for my 4th this weekend. And I just want to say to everybody, when the time comes where you realize that you just had to grow into that movie, that you didn't get it at first, I will be here, open-armed, awaiting to accept you with no judgments.
Like Creed?
Like Creed. Just like Creed.
Now, have you let the past die yet?
What's the question?
Have you let the past die yet?
Oh, yeah. It's the only way I could become what I was truly meant to be, Greg.
Okay. Well, I mean, kill it if you must.
Just come to peace? Or did you just come to peace with the past?
Dude, did I tell you that happened at my dinner table? That little bit?
You disappeared?
Laura, like, brought us some old shit. She was criticizing me for, like, something that happened a couple of weeks ago. And I looked at her, I said, Laura, let the past die. And Jaina said, kill it if you have to. It's the only way you can become what you were truly meant to be.
That's funny.
Proud father.
And Laura said, who do you think you are?
Well, I usually come downstairs. I come downstairs. I'll be like, sometimes I come downstairs in the morning. I'll be like, darkness rises. And Selena would jump up and go, and light to meet it.
You ever tried to pull that with your wife? Like, do you know who I am? Do you ever try to pull that?
Zero. She knows very well who I am.
Okay. Just checking. I try to do that with my wife, too. And yeah. Don't worry. I'm double the deluxe. Like, I don't care. All right. Moving along.
And I'm here.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Hey, Greg.
I'm fine.
Okay. Quiet on.
Greg, can I ask you a question, Greg?
Please. I don't know.
Do you think, now, as Bobby mentioned, Bobby has hope. He has hope that...
A new hope.
People who didn't get it. Yeah, I think this is a new hope that people who didn't get the movie, upon letting it percolate for a while, they will eventually have a light bulb go off and they'll get it. Do you think that'll actually happen, or those who don't get it just never will?
You know what? The Last Jedi is just like the cave on Dagobah. You get out of it what you take in with you.
Dropping gems.
Is this a Star Wars podcast now? God damn.
It should be.
Somehow we just shot up to the top.
Well, Star Wars.
Yeah, we may not come in. We may not come in the top 11 of Transformers podcasts.
Yeah, I don't.
11,000 nerds' nipples just got hard. They don't know why.
I've seen it 3 times in the theater, and I watched it once on a bootleg because I was having trouble falling asleep.
Shout out to bootlegs.
And. I did well, actually, Matt. I paid for that because I bought tickets for Christmas.
No, I'm not criticizing. I'm just.
I bought tickets for fucking like an 11:30 show or 12:30 show on Christmas, and we woke up and we were like, "Yeah, fuck it." But I couldn't get a refund because I used a coupon, so I actually paid for a pair of tickets I didn't even use.
Shout out to coupons.
Yeah, I paid for that one time I watched coupons. That. Oh, emo Kylo Ren fucking tweeted that today. He's like, "I can't be redeemed. I'm not a coupon." If you're not following Emo Kylo Ren on Twitter, you're missing out.
Dude, sometimes I look forward to like your, like I get notifications about your Twitter account sometimes. Like not like proper notifications, but like it'll be like, you know, your friend Greg for Mercy also followed. And today I saw it was Basic Ray. That shit was pretty funny. I was scrolling through some of that.
There's Basic Ray. There's Dad Solo. And then there's Angry Hawks.
And it was like the top 3 things I want to do. And it was like, what should I do? Train with Luke, join Kylo, or get a frap?
It's today. He posted, I think it was last night, he posted, he was like, if I get a hand cut off, can it please not be my right? And then Dad Han Solo was like, well, if that shit happens, I'm calling you Han Solo.
Oh.
That's awesome.
The other day, he was like, how do you politely but forcibly tell a girl she's your girlfriend? And that shit was funny to me. It's pretty good. It's a good joke. It's a good Twitter.
Jokes.
So let's go around the other way. Bobby, birthday face. What'd you get to look at for your birthday?
Happy
birthday, Bobby.
Thanks, buddy.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Thanks, folks. How old are you? I am 37.
God damn, man.
You're 31?
Look like you're kicking 45.
Yeah, dude. You can see every hardship right on my face.
How many rings on his?
All three prequels.
All three prequels.
Right there under your forehead. Right under your eyes.
Or all five Transformer films. You know, whatever you want to.
I can't remember what I said last week 100%, but I got the SH Figuarts Ray and Praetorian Guard. I mentioned that. And I got the Black Series Rose, Robert D., Let Me Look at the Iron Factory Fangs of Fury, the Coneheads, and then I got the Hot Toys Punisher.
Hot Toys?
I got the Hot Toys Black Widow from Civil War.
Hot.
I got the opportunity to look at Transformers, the Power Baser, which I got to tell you, everybody needs to calm down a little bit on how great that
is.
Everybody needs to calm down just a taste. Just a taste.
No, you need to learn how to transform.
It's a little fair, the call-outs. A little fair.
Which call-outs?
Because you were like, I'm not going to bother putting this chest in properly.
I didn't.
Then, because you didn't put the chest in right, nothing fucking fit.
I didn't get.
You're like,
Robert, I didn't get much call-outs.
Oh. Yeah, you should have.
I didn't. Like, the thing is like there's two. So like, if you look at this and you compare it with the Thunder Erebus, right? Like, they both have to perform the same function, but there's too many moving pieces on that power baser that have to be at 1,000% to work properly. Where that Thunder Erebus is like, this locks, that locks, this locks. You combine that to that, and you're done. The Matoys one is extremely more efficient. And when everybody is like, oh, you're not going to – dude, you're not going to believe it. I saw the such-and-such review. You're not going to believe it. And I'm like, I don't believe it, and it's fine.
I don't believe I said that.
Nothing fits.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
I got to tell you, this wasn't worth doing.
Come on.
You're not worth doing.
The only thing I remember, I was extremely drunk when I flipped through your video. The only thing I remember, it was during
it was 7 in the morning.
It was 5:35 a.m. I was waiting on the bus. you said that you looked up pictures of the Power Master Prime and it didn't look that fat. And I'm like, did you have the same toy I had?
No, not the toy, the cartoon image.
Oh, well, it's Fans Hobby, not Takara. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I feel like the proportions look as, I don't want to trash the thing, but the proportions I think look goofy in the same sense that the toy looked goofy. But I think that aesthetically, like overall, they're not going for that 100% toy look. But it's not bad. It's fine. But like everybody's talking about like they reinvented the wheel and I'm like, no. No they didn't. It's
you think they're just focusing on the size, the impressive size of it?
Let me be honest with you, I have no fucking idea what they're looking at. Like there's and like it might be that I've looked at some like and not for nothing, like those iGear cone heads. Don't have much to say bad about them. And, like, then the Hot Toys Punisher, the Figuarts stuff I've been looking at recently. It might be that I've just been looking at stuff that's just kind of been a cut above. And then I get to that and I'm like, relax. But it just seemed like it seemed like an acceptable release, and definitely not, like, when I found out, when people were commenting on it and they were like $200, I was like, this thing is fucking $200? Fuck no. Like,
wow.
No. If had I known, I should have, like, I got to start looking at the prices of shit. Had I known this thing was $200, I'd have been like, do not buy this.
Bobby, don't look at price.
So you wouldn't set it on the shelf beside your Skywarp and your Thundercracker?
No, I really wouldn't.
What about Phoenix?
But I say that to say this. I think Skywarp and Thundercracker are fucking $100 overpriced as well.
So do you think part of this might be because you never had a connection to Power Master Prime?
So I would say that, except guess what I think the best figure of the year is?
Squeaks. Perfect Effect Garibra.
S.H. Figuarts Jack Sparrow.
A Transformer, Bobby.
No, but I have zero connection to that figure, and I think it's fucking perfect.
Would you say this has something to do with your feelings about your father?
I don't think so.
No.
But who knows? I mean, I'm sure Freud would disagree. I had the opportunity to look at the Iron Factory Racing Brothers Sideswipe and Sunstreaker, which I have to return. And
please just Melvin back to me.
I am.
don't post on public media, social media, going to get wrecked. Absolutely no responsibilities. Meanwhile, he's got a fucking box of my toys under his arm, and he fucking wings it under the toilet for 30 nerds to break.
Wait, first of all, it's not a. It's not.
No responsibilities. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, that's how I felt, and that's how I acted. But it's not a box of toys. It wasn't a box of your toys. It was a box that had your toy in it. It also had other people's toys in it.
It was a box of toys.
But no, you said a box of.
Worse, actually.
You said a box of my toys.
It wasn't just your toy, Robert. It was other people's toys, Robert.
Yeah. I also had the opportunity to look at PlayArts Kai Marvel Variant Magneto.
That was good. That looks good. Those pictures.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And then I had the opportunity to look at G Creation Six Shot.
How was that?
It's good. It's good.
Mm. It's good.
It's probably
good enough to buy, or just good enough to.
Good enough to buy. It's probably the best G Creations figure I've ever looked at.
Is it about $250?
What is it?
No, I'm honest. Do you think it's worth like $250? Because I think that's what it's going for.
Is it really? Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I was like hard pass. I'll take a hard left on this one.
$250? I might have to redo my final thoughts on that shit.
Is it a harder transformation than Optimus Prime?
Hell no.
Cause that Prime.
But what is Matthew? Do you know what I mean?
I know. Fuck that shit, man. That's not even. See, that will make you hate a transformer.
I agree.
I mean, it's just.
$250, yikers island.
What was?
I'm saying if that thing is $250, that's fucking nuts. Like,
well, no, hold on. I saw somewhere it was that. Oh, it. What? Well, no, it's $209.99.
Okay,
I saw somebody have it for.
I think it can squeak past at $200, but I think if it was $150. That's like the money shot.
If it was a fan's toys, it would squeak past.
Where I saw it was to somewhere for like $239, because I was like, oh, I don't know about that.
That was funny, right?
So, Bobby, is it the best six shot so far?
So far?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're waiting though, right? And we have fan's toys.
Yeah, well, this is a IDW six shot, you know. So like, it's not really what I'm looking for.
But it scales with your whatchamacallit. Eyeball guy.
Eyeball guy?
The guy that looks like he's been my pet. What the hell's his name? Dastardly Man. The big one.
Overlord?
The tank and the Overlord, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like I think that the MMC one, like, scales well with that one.
Mm.
You know, so I think this one's actually a little big for the MMC Overlord, personally. Like, cause he's tall. He's much taller.
Fair enough.
Good.
That's it. I got some. Like, I got like a shout out to Marilyn Phil. He got me a Justice League book that I actually I wanted. And
That's good, though.
Yeah, it was good. It was all good.
He's good.
It's good. He's good.
It's all good.
And like Adam ended up getting me some lights that they don't work. Like,
Adam, good job, Adam.
No, it's not Adam's fault. God. It's not Adam's fault. It's like it's just one of like the worst possible things that could happen. Like I'll take a minute because we don't have much to talk about tonight. But he bought this box of lights, these dioders for my Detolfs.
Dioders?
Yeah, because that's the name of the light. That's the name of the light. Well, apparently the name of the light makes multiple different lights. And the kind that he got, he had to, like, track them down on eBay. I feel so terrible for him. He had to track them down because they don't make them anymore. He had to track them down, and, like, they're the kind that are, like, motion-censored. They're battery-operated. They stay on for 15 seconds. They're intended to be, like, on the inside of, like, a desk drawer. And basically, like, I would have to put six AAA batteries into each one of them. There's like 1,000 of them. And then they would only be motion sensor activated. And then they would only stay on for 15 seconds. So it's just not going to work. And then it turns out that IKEA actually did re-release the proper dioders. So like I'm going to go get some maybe this weekend.
So you could turn your shelves into the frozen section at the 24-hour grocery store.
Yes. Yes, exactly that.
So they don't work? Do they not work because you refuse to put the batteries in them? Is that why they don't work?
No, they don't work because they take a fuck ton of batteries and they only stay on for 15 seconds. And that's after you do a little dance.
That's why they don't work.
Mm-hmm. You got to dance in front of them. Mm-hmm.
So it's more than just one reason. There's like there's a multiple.
Do a
little
dance.
Sorry, they don't work, man. Why not? Well, they take AAA batteries, like 1,000 of them. Yeah.
Well, Robert, don't forget, he's keeping up with the Pinkertons now. Ooh. Since they're in the same area, so he's got to have better whites and crisps.
That is true.
Greg's not wrong.
Do a little dance. Make it a little love.
But anyway.
Oh, that could be a fun party.
So that, and then I had a nice birthday. People came out. It was good. I've had a pretty good week. I got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Glad it was a nice birthday because I was a little offended you didn't respond to anybody saying happy birthday to you in the chat.
Yeah, no,
so.
That really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I was actually a little like last night. I was sitting there. I was thinking. I was like, son of a bitch.
In the chat. See, like that's the thing. Is like I didn't like sometimes when I open up the chat and it's like you've missed 30 messages. I'm like.
I'm too lazy. I'm too
Bobby Skullface. It's just like, well, I hit the little button that's supposed to take you to the top of it, but it never does. So it drops
me, sausage fingers.
It drops me in the middle somewhere, and then I try to catch up. But most of the time, it's like it's a bunch
Bobby
of nonsense.
Sausage finger face.
He tried to catch up, but it didn't cut the mustard.
Yeah, that's not incorrect.
I'm gonna relish that comment.
I'm in a pickle.
But yeah, I mean, Raul got me some comics. People, you know, it's all good. I've had a good week.
That's good.
I didn't get you shit.
No, that's fine. You got me a Christmas card.
I did send you a Christmas card.
I got the Christmas card. Thank you.
Little hedgehog unit.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get shit.
You got one.
You got one for me too, Robert.
Not everyone got the hedgehog card. I'll admit it. I was keeping it a secret, but we only had like a certain number of those, so we kind of did it like we looked at who commented and like pictures that the kit posted of the hedgehog, and they got a hedgehog card. Everybody else got the other one.
Yeah, it's
science.
Yeah, we same thing here. Like you know, like the Christmas card is fucking expensive. We were cutting back this year a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate you adding to my. I can't talk. Adding to my pictures of your kids' collection. That shit's not creepy at all at this point.
Well, dude, I can't stand when people send Christmas cards and it's just people with no kids. I'm like, man, I know what you motherfuckers look like.
Bobby, did anybody PM you to congratulate you on the fans' hobby art?
Shut up.
Yay.
Did they?
No. No, no fans' hobby. I get like, everybody's like, dude, I can't believe you're, what was it? What was the last? The Springer, anything fans with Springer, Coot, Omega Supreme. Like, dude, real quick. Good job on that. Like, you know, I'm like, man, come on.
I just say,
you see my post in the cafe?
No.
Oh yeah.
I said I can't wait for William Panache to ship. Fans' hobby power baser. You know, I wasn't in on him until I saw Bobby's review of him being so critical, even though he did the box art for it.
That one dude
and
then like,
people like, well, of course he has to be critical, especially if he did the box art.
It's like, yeah, Bobby mentioned something about a certain someone spreading lies. And I posted that gif. I'm like, why are you the way you are?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So Bobby got an opinion. Robert, did you get anything?
Yes. I was fiending. So I ordered the MMC Megatron. And I got the MMC Wing.
Did you really?
Alphys?
Yeah.
Dude, you're trash.
I am. He's trash.
Trash, damn.
Not trash. I'm trash.
Up, man.
He's back trash, heavy, I'll tell you what. That wing is, surprise, surprise, he's a little back.
He's a surprise, it's fucking back.
They just feel more like toys. You know, they're just pretty looking toys as opposed to like a collectible.
Would you say it feels like they're just winging it when it comes to balance?
Oh, but yeah.
I like that too.
The mode looks like an owl mask. It really does. And in that Megatron, listen, man, I think people, if you are really into a ton of accessories, you can't, you know, that Megatron's for you. But if you're like me and you just hate having 30 little bits of plastic that came with your toy, like, you know, that Megatron's a little stressful because I'm just like, I don't know which gun, which head, which whatever. Ah, it's all in the box still, and he's just standing there with no cannon, you know.
You were almost about to start a Christopher Walken there. Did anybody else hear that?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What else did I get?
I don't know.
I got in the Lambeau Brothers, and I promptly send them over to Bobby Breakface. And
he does break
yes,
well.
You can get undressed, honey. No one can see you except me. Video?
Real quick, I hate to interrupt, but you guys know T-Man. He's like a reviewer. He's a Maryland guy. He does like Transformer reviews or whatever.
He's out with Zero.
Yeah. He's a cool dude. But he commented on the Punisher video. He said, can the pants be ironed? When you're flattening them out, they looked a bit more normal. I said, I'll never know.
You know.
Man, I'm not going to sit there and take the pants off the Punisher.
You
and fucking
get that. Make them crisp and clean.
Dude, if I ever go that far, I need. If I ever go that far where I'm taking the pants off the Punisher to give him a little ironing, I need somebody to intervene.
Hey,
I really
did
do.
Did you get any interesting
your little
Christmas presents?
Malibu Stacy iron set.
Right, exactly. What'd you say, Robert?
Anybody get any interesting Christmas presents?
No.
I got a pound and a half of pistachios.
Oh.
I got some Christmas. I think Bobby got something for Christmas for somebody.
No, I didn't.
Oh. I got an Xbox One. Lisa got me an Xbox One, and I got a bottle of 18-year-old whiskey. Can't wait to pop that one.
Welcome to 2013, there, Xbox One.
Yeah, I know.
Hope you enjoy your stay.
Hey, well, the Wii is being put to pasture.
Oh yeah,
freaking Wii.
Don't feel bad because I'm right there with you, Matt. Did you get anything interesting?
Yeah, I got a couple
of Hasbro shit.
No, did I get any Hasbro? I did not get any Hasbro this time. I got the X-Transbot Clear Cyclonus, the Clear DX9 Mirage, whatever his name was. It was on $30, so I was like, why not? I got Peru Kill. I got the Wings of Fury, not Wings of, is it? I don't know, Wings of Phantom, I don't know, the cone heads from Iron Factory.
Nice.
The Iron Factory, the Combaticons, Brawl and Swindle.
Nice.
Gorilla.
Nice.
Shout out to Real Ross. That's a good dude. Yeah, I love it. Just did a review of him, and yeah, that's a beastie of a robot. And I got today in, I have MP Sunstreaker, and already in the top five of my best of 2017.
Nice.
It's been beautiful. I think Bobby's going to get to review one, too.
Yeah, should be pretty soon.
That's it. That's all I got. And Greg, what'd you get?
Well, actually, Well, I'm actually, I just got something just now. I got the chance to finish the thought I didn't finish before the show. According to, and I mentioned it to Matt, and I was asking Bobby if he saw it in the chat. According to a post picture on TFW in the Sunstreaker thread, the Chinese release, like, where they just, I mean, they just slap a Chinese writing sticker over the Japanese, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. in the bottom. It lists the name of the factory, because I guess they're proud. Because, you know, made in China, they're proud of that shit over there. And apparently, someone looked it up, and it's the factory that makes Hot Toys and 3A stuff. So that might account for some of the heightened quality that people have been going on about with this figure.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're stepping it up.
Step of the game.
Now, Matt, were you going to ask me something? I'm sorry.
No. What'd you get, Bella?
Oh, well, thanks for asking.
No problem.
I didn't get – well, I know that's a lie. So I got a PlayStation 4. Well, we got a PlayStation 4. So I'm about that 2013 life too, Robert, with Call of Duty. And it's fine. We each played a video game one time, and we've been watching TV on that shit, just like our Xbox. But it's cool to have it. It's nice. Did I mention last week? Because I got a Christmas present early. Did I mention I got one of those Alexas? I got the Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. So there was that. I didn't get any other toys from my main Christmas. I got the Star Wars visual guide, the Last Jedi, which is just they're fun to have around when you want to look at some pictures. My boss gave me
herpes.
Basically, from my boss, I ended up getting SH Figure Arts Rey. I got two of the 7th Praetorian Guard. That's the big head reds is what I've been calling them, the ones with the large helmets.
Did you already have those, or I mean, how did he know to get you those, or did you ask for one? Or I mean...
he grandmoned it and gave and told me to order. He gave me money.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I got MP Strength Streaker, and that all came today. With
do you like him? Is he good?
Sunstreaker, yeah, I love him. I have not opened my figure art yet. I'll mess with them after the show or tomorrow. But they look nice, and I like Sunstreaker a lot. And
good.
And I think that's it as far as toys. I did get some other stuff if you want to know about it.
Okay.
I got a pound and a half of pistachios. That's good, right? I got like 6 bags of gummy bears. I'm like, that's pretty cool, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a $25 gift card to Crunchyroll, even though I don't like anime. But, you know.
Hey, are those pistachios shell on?
Yes.
Do you find that after a while you're like, your nails start separating from your nail bed after opening those fucking things?
I don't know. I'm having heart palpitations by that point, so I don't really notice anything else from all the salt.
I got my wife a Fire Stick, and so we signed up for Amazon Prime for a year. So
is that a type of vibrator?
Exactly.
We have one of those sitting in our cart right now. We're debating on whether or not to get one.
It's pretty cool. It's easy. It's easy setup, and she could watch anything, you know, Hulu, Netflix, and we got Amazon Prime now, so she can watch all that stuff and movies and everything. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what we do. Like, all we do is stream. We have everything. We've got like HBO Go. Well, we account share HBO Go and Netflix with our couple friends. Mm-hmm. They pay for HBO, we pay for Netflix, and we just share passwords. Yeah. We have Hulu. We have Amazon Prime Video and all that, and music, which. Kit was like, you know, we've had this for months. Like, I've been paying for Spotify every month, and we've had a better service with Amazon Prime for, like, months and didn't even realize it. So I canceled Spotify.
I love Spotify.
But we,
too many services.
Well, we stream everything, and then I'm like, man, I'm going to cancel the cable, and then I get distracted. Like, I sit down to call them, and something comes on TV, and I start
watching. Ooh, squirrel.
Or no, like, I watch, we watch a lot of the crime channels, like Investigation Discovery.
Yeah, all those are good. Those are good.
Yeah, do you know who Joe Kenda is?
No.
Oh, Joe KW?
No, not Joe KW, Joe Kenda. Oh. He's like, this detective that solved almost 400 homicides in his career.
Oh, wait, maybe. I think I've seen that show.
Yeah, he's the older guy, and he narrates it. And, like, his younger character's always smoking cigarettes, and he's like, my. For Christmas, they were doing a Jocunda Days of Christmas marathon, and, like, that's all I did the entire weekend was watch that shit.
That's fun.
But, yeah. So, that. And, and I went and saw Star Wars, like, 3 times.
Nice.
And I ate at Taco Bell 3 times, ironically, too. No.
Before the movie or after the movie?
Before, actually, because,
You like to take risks, don't you?
I just got soft tacos, man. Basic-ass soft tacos that, like, are apparently $1.60 now.
They give you, like, 3 ounces of a meat.
That's fine. They put, like, 20 ounces of lettuce on that motherfucker, and that's what I like. That's the taste. That's the crunch.
Crunchy tacos.
I'm killing time because I'm thinking I'm forgetting something, and I'd rather think about it now than blurt it out later. Oh, I did. I got that Incredible Hulk pop I showed you. It's a set. It's a Bruce Banner.
The Gray Hulk?
And then behind him is that large Gray Hulk. Yeah, and it's supposed to emulate the comic cover. Yeah.
Do you think Disney is going to buy up all the different streaming movies?
Gotta hope so.
What do you mean?
Well,
just buy up Hulu and Netflix.
No, I don't think so. I think they're just going to compete.
They actually own the majority of Hulu now.
Yeah, they do own Hulu, but not Netflix.
They will.
Yeah, because when they bought Fox, when they bought 20th Century Fox, they also inherited their share of Hulu.
Right.
So now they have the majority. And they have two new streaming services that they're working
on. Are they going to be a monopoly
by any time? Listen, man, with their effect on copyright law and also their just the way they avoid any issues with, you know, monopolies, you know, that they avoid all of that. It just shows you how strong a presence they have in Washington with lobbying, because they certainly do. And they throw a lot of money around. That's the only way they don't get in trouble.
And they ruined Star Wars.
You think they'll buy Walmart?
I like what they did with Star Wars.
I do too.
So, you know, what can I say?
No, I hate what they did with Luke. I'm just kidding. I loved it. All right, let's talk about Transformer.
Sarlacc burp.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear that? I was trying to, like, muffle that shit.
No, we didn't hear that. No, we didn't hear
that. That was like swallowing Boba Fett right there.
Oh, he only had one scene.
Man, that's disappointing, too. And speaking of disappointing, Transformers Cyberverse Season 1 episode count and synopsis. Oh, well, yeah. There goes that hope out the window.
Mm. And Bumblebee looks so happy. Big eyes.
Well, his best friend Windblade showed up to rescue him or something. Mm. Yeah,
It's for kids. It's for kids.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like The Last Jedi. Everybody's speculating what it was going to be. And when it's not what we were speculating wildly about, we're disappointed.
So this is the new series. Where's it going to be on? Is it going to be on what channel? Is it going to be on anything? Or is this an internet thing? Or
Matt, did you just suddenly, like, you're just like,
I had a brain fart.
When's it going to come on? What?
Well, had a man it.
Moment. You had a senior moment.
I might have watched it. I might watch it.
It is going to
this
be.
This looks terrible.
It does look fucking terrible.
Oh, it doesn't. When is it on?
It kind of looks like more of the same to me.
Where can I buy these toys?
Wait, go ahead. Greg, go ahead with the information. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say 2018 is the only thing it says. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just trying to get that out, and Robert was like doing a math question.
Target is 6 to 11 years old. I mean, so, you know. 40-year-old men, you know, are not going to find this, you know, attractive. Just saying. I'm playing devil's advocate, you know, like Bobby does all the time. You know,
I think Matt, I think you're 100% right. I just don't know if any of these attempts are going to have the lasting power that some of their previous attempts have had.
So you don't think this will last 3 seasons like they always do?
No, I'm saying – no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that in 30 years, I don't know if people will be buying the 30th anniversary of Robots in Disguise. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Okay. I got you. I feel you. I feel those nuts. Anyway, all right.
Does your face feel fuzzy?
A little bit. I got some peach fuzz on me.
It shouldn't. Hey.
Matt, I got a little peach fuzz on me too. I didn't shave. I haven't shaved since last Friday.
Oh, so. Shit. I haven't shaved since probably September, October, give or take. I'm going to let it grow out again. All right. What we got? Anything else? We got conventions coming up? Anything convention-wise? No?
No.
Shit. It's a slow time of the year for Transformers. Kind
of. Yeah, for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Toys in general.
Yeah.
All right. Greg, you still there? Are you hosting or what are we doing?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to stop talking about your nuts on your chin. Third-party news. Generation Toys Optimus Primal.
I like it. Not gonna lie. It's got a lot of good paint on it.
Dude, I think this looks amazing.
I think this looks like what Beast Wars should have been.
I agree. I agree.
Except for the square head. In monkey mode, I don't like the square head, but other than that, it looks really good. The paint looks really fucking nice.
The brick. I was just making fun of Robert, by the way.
I think you're dead on. I think I like this. This is interesting to me. It looks cool. You know, I'm not buying it, but
somebody's gonna get it for you.
This looks like. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, you got the Iron Man pose.
So I get the line right. I think it was Universe.
Universe or Cybertron?
Oh, here's that motherfucker. This looks like. God damn it.
$120?
Talk amongst yourselves for a second. No, Matt, you would know. What was the universe chuggish version of Optimus Primal that looked like this, that had the big old surfboard thing?
Yeah, they did a Cybertron one.
That's it.
But that was a redo of I think it was the universe one. I may be wrong. But there was a Cybertron one where he had the little surfboard and he had a planet key and stuff.
And then they re-released it in, like, obnoxious colors for, like, the universe, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of, just with accurate colors.
Yeah, without the surfboard.
Without the surfboard.
Because they did a Megatron, too, which they did a Megatron. They also did the Botcon exclusive for that one and some other stuff. It looks more... robotic or something, kind of Cybertronian kind of thing. I like the.
Yeah, I think this looks.
They gotta work on that ape head though. That face looks a little. Looks a little special.
I dig it. Like I think the box
special.
The box around it gives it like a wait. The box around it gives it like a little bit of a helmet vibe. So I hear what you're saying. But I think the ape face is fine. I think that the box helmet looks
a
little bit...
It's like the special kid on the short bus got... Like, you touched him wrong.
It looks a little bit Motor Mastery.
Motor Mastery, yeah.
This is... that was insensitive. This is supposed to be Optimus Primal Bobby, not ape face, so...
Right. Good point.
I see where you're confused. I posted a picture of the toy I was talking about in the G3.
How big is this? They may know.
It's probably larger. It's probably larger than Masterpiece scale.
Really?
So you have to buy the rest of the line.
I like it. I like the piston feet, the thing. But yeah, it does look like that picture you posted. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's cool. Like some people are gonna like it, and it's fun.
Are they gonna do any more of the Beast Wars?
Yeah, they showed a whole bunch of them. There's Rodimus coming.
Okay. Oh, the line. Okay. Oh, that's this line. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I apologize. God damn it.
I know. I don't keep.
You're
up.
Supposed to be the chosen one.
Robert, are you lagging?
Yeah. It's like a.
Yeah, he's lagging.
What's up with those Frankenstein bolts on the side of the ship?
Bad.
Stop talking, Robert.
Do you guys see those? The Frankenstein bolts.
From the past.
Yeah, I see the Franklin thing, Greg. don't like the head. I'm gonna be honest. I don't like the head. Really, I don't like that box. The motor match.
Okay.
I don't like it.
But what about the face?
The face look. I mean, he just like, hey.
Hey,
look at me. I don't know. I bet the face is okay. The face is okay. But the box thing around him, I'm not feeling that. But the robot mode, I love. It looks fucking nice in robot mode. I love the color breakup of it. I would definitely leave it in robot mode. I may get this. I don't know.
Don't touch its ears. Don't touch his ears.
Why? Because sticks out for Harambe?
Because he loses it. And he fucking goes, he just goes.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes folks don't like you touching certain parts of their body. They get all worked up.
Oh, that's yeah. You. Okay.
That's why he's got that ass on his head.
Still touching my ears. Okay.
Robert. You're kind of like the ghost of talk over everyone
stupid
past.
Is anybody getting this? Is anybody in for this? I may get it.
I am not.
Yeah, I'm not getting it, but I like it.
But if you want to get it and you want to marry it, I support your decision.
Dude, why don't you marry it? You know what I mean?
I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with you.
I feel you. Is the Prowl, the generation, is that that same line too?
Not the IDW one. Okay. There's a yeah. This is like a Beast Wars reimagined.
Oh man, shit, power!
I know.
Can't keep up with everything.
Probably transforms into a.
Yes, Robert. God damn that fucking Brooklyn internet, man.
No, that's Pocono's internet.
This is cold country internet right here.
Right here, here. Hey, do you see a lot of job openings up there? A lot of help wanted ads?
Yes.
Up there in cold country?
Yes.
All right. I stand corrected. So that was the entirety of third party news.
That's all we had? Shit.
Yeah.
I thought there was more than that.
I thought there was too.
We should do a new section. Like, what did Bob do the box art for this?
I think he said what Bobby did the box art for this.
I think he did too, Matt.
That is what it is.
The Poughkeepsie.
We should also play what Wi-Fi is Robert hooked up to this week.
Absolutely shit. So Robert's like,
ooh. I can answer that question, Bobby. It's the name is hashtag dial up. That's the network name. Yeah, hashtag AOL for life. Spell with a Y. And a 4.
They still have a Nintendo 64 in every room.
Nice.
It's me, Robert-o. So, yeah, so this is a thing that's been kind of bouncing around. I couldn't really find any other articles about it, but I didn't really look, to be fair. So I guess that Takara and Hasbro are doing a brand unification thing, which means that they're going to be just releasing the same toys. So I don't know. That obviously isn't going to affect the Masterpiece line, but it isn't going to affect the main line. So you're not going to get your different paint apps and stuff with the Takaras. But I haven't seen any of these toys, and people have been praising like a few more paint apps and things like that, I think, on the ones that are out. So I don't know if it's detrimental or if it's beneficial to either brand. But yeah, so apparently, like, from going forward, from what I understand, the days of waiting for the Takara release are over for the time being, and it's just going to be one product in both markets.
I think it'll greatly benefit Takara.
Because,
you know, it just seems like they won't have to do their own shit, you know? Like, and I had heard somewhere or read somewhere that, you know, Takara's bread and butter for the Transformers line is just like Hasbro, where it's all from this Legends Deluxe Voyager shit. And, like, this is just going to be more money in the bank, I would imagine.
But, I mean,
I like the inflection on the most important word in that entire sentence, which is shit.
So this, you're not going to, it's basically Japan is going to get what Hasbro is releasing. There will be no extra special painted, cared for version of a figure.
Yeah, basically we're making America great again.
From reading this, that's the way it seems.
That's too bad, huh?
For some.
I mean, you'd think if they're merging the line, they could afford to maybe at least in the middle when it comes to paint.
I think for us, it might yield more – it seems like it'll yield more profits for Takara, which may let them reinvest into more Masterpiece stuff. Like, it could be a silver lining there for us. But I think for the mainline collectors, this is going to be a big bummer.
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, 70% of the mainline collectors that I interact with and see on a daily basis collect mainline because they don't want to spend more than...
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
U.S. MSRP.
Yep, I don't disagree with that.
And, like, it's the same people that are like, third party, it's a waste of money on third party. Takara's not always better. Like, it's that crowd, so I think they'll be happy.
No, I'll tell you, though, that Prime does not look bad. I don't think that looks bad.
You think it looks good?
You get the Orion packs. I think it doesn't look great, but it looks good.
Oh, I got those.
Scale of bad to good, great. It looks good.
I got the Power of the Prime, those three little Prime Masters, too, this past week.
Oh, I remember what I got, too, Matt. I got Squeaks.
That is awesome. Nice. Dude. I love that Squeaks.
I opened them and I took them to the theater with me to see The Last Jedi, and then I got them home and I threw that shit on the fucking side table by the couch and I haven't touched it since. I don't even know where one of his arms is.
That's a good figure.
That's the worst $20 I've ever spent. That's what happens when you go into Walmart with a Christmas buzz. You end up buying shit you wouldn't normally buy.
I like them. Anyways, well, good for Takara and Hasbro. Good for them.
Yeah, good on them.
Good.
Good on them. Now, maybe if Hasbro would start, what's the term they use here, brand unification with some fucking masterpieces and release Takara quality masterpiece paint. Mm. And wait, no, because they're still more expensive, so never mind. I take that back. I hope Jesus. I hope baby Jesus wasn't listening to me just then.
The students are bringing up the bad students. I feel like with unification, the bad students are pulling.
I understand one word you said.
Yeah.
Folks, we have to end the show. Robert D. just had a stroke. We have to rush him to the ER.
Please send thoughts and prayers and likes and shares. Please.
Ironically, he's going to be chasing his own ambulance.
That's funny.
So, Takara Tomy, Masterpiece, MP1516E.
Yes, you are from the past, yes.
Oh, he's coming from beyond the pale.
Huh. So, these are coming out. Okay.
I think they're out.
Are they?
You know, I actually felt like I was going to have a stroke.
Okay, that was 5 minutes ago.
My ambulance will never get to the hospital because it's just going in circles.
So I guess they are going to eventually, hopefully, we'll see Blaster soon.
Yeah, which is kind of like, I mean, it's just kind of bittersweet to me. Like, I think the Steeljaw looks promising, but like I'm also like in the MMC camp for tapes for the most part. So I'm like, eh. And then the Blaster release just like it. I mean, I'm sure it'll be great. It just isn't as exciting to me as some other options, like a Trailbreaker.
Because the KSCF one is, because the KSC one is pretty, is, you know, good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, had they put out a Trailbreaker, like if this would have been a Trailbreaker link that we just clicked on, I would have been like, fuck yes, you know.
Yeah, that would have been. Yeah.
Do you guys remember, like,
we'll get Trailbreaker, I'll hoist.
Yeah. Like, Circa TFCon Chicago, like the very first one. And I saw the Blaster prototype, and I thought it looked pretty good, and Bobby was skeptical. And then I saw the Apollyon, and I was skeptical, and Bobby was pretty sure. And, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
He was asking me about what I thought, like, because I picked it up, and he was like, do you think it weighs more, and all these other questions. And I was like, I don't know. I was just messing with it.
I remember
and
that.
And I was like, that Apollyon looks like shit. And now... Yeah, we both have our blasters, but we don't have our Apollyons.
There you go.
I just thought it was
funny how the world works.
It was funny, yeah. It was nice. It's how KFC. It's how KFC does you.
Yeah, they're KFC just so like, dude. Like that Stratotanker is such a piece of shit.
I know, and you were looking forward to that too.
I really was. I really was.
I felt for you when I saw that.
But KFC has been on a little roll for a little bit.
But it's just it's ups and downs, man. Like Dick is a piece of shit. You know,
Dick
like
it's terrible.
It's just ups and downs. Like
the Reflector was good. The Simba was good.
Yep.
Do you think
yep.
it's the factory? Do you think they trained in factory?
I don't. I honestly can't imagine because it's their shit.
You know, no, it's Keith's factory.
Yeah. So I don't
moldings or whatever.
I don't know what the fuck the issue is. You know. Now, I know that. Well, whatever. I'm not gonna get into that, but. You know, like, you know, I remember hearing that Dicka was going to be great, and I was like, nope. And then I don't know what the other reviews have said about Stratotanker, but that thing is trash.
Yeah.
I might pick up these. I like the littles. I mean, they're all right. They're small, but...
Yeah.
Look at their headmaster. Look at those two headmasters they did. Like, one was trash and one was good.
What was that? The
their headmaster.
Oh, the Eight-Face and the Snapdragon.
Yeah, one was kind of got shitty.
How was
like, perception, but the other one got pretty decent. Like, was received pretty well.
Yeah, I liked Snapdragon better than 8-Face, but I think they're both kind of fine.
Because I want those, I kind of want them, but at the same time, I don't want them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure like that. If that Make Toys whenever comes out, like that shit will probably blow it out of the water. But
they're busy.
I'm back and forth on Headmasters. Like, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
And none of them are in scale, but now we're getting Power Masters. So it's like, fuck.
Two scales of them.
Just go with Fans Project Headmasters, man. They'll eventually come out. How long have we been waiting on a new... I think, what was the last one? Highbrow was the last one they did? And that was shit, wasn't
just
it?
Just get Unique Toys.
Oh, yeah, that was the one that felt like it was half-finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they got outdone by a goddamn Hasbro Deluxe.
I thought it was good. You guys are hating just because Justin hated it.
No, Bobby hated it too.
I don't recall either of them opinion on
everything.
Yeah, that's true, but still,
I don't hate everything. That Jack Sparrow.
The only reason you hate like that Jack Sparrow. Somebody told you ahead of time how wonderful the Jack Sparrow was, though, right?
No, I actually had heard rumors that it was really good.
But was everybody slapping him in the face with how good it was?
No. I think I got slapped twice in the face with Jack Sparrow.
I think that also is part of the equation. We have to.
I understand that argument, but there are figures out there that I've been told are great, and then I get them and I'm like, this is great.
You know what I think? Like, I think I'm happy that people said that they hated Star Wars and that it was so bad and it was so not the essence of Star Wars. That helped me because I was expecting garbage.
Right. Well, I do think that expectations play a part, obviously. Like, and that's why I try to shield myself from all that shit. But, like, there's some that, like, I just can't, you know? Like, I can't, like, escape it.
How do you shield yourself? Do you have, like, neurotic compulsive actions? Like, you touch a nose three times and pull your earlobe?
Yes, that's exactly what I do.
You like spin in a circle and shut the lights whenever somebody mentions something.
And then I cry in the corner listening to Cure records.
Mm. Hey, you watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Two things. And I just forgot one. So the second one. One thing. Did I share the link in the G3? I thought I did. Where archive.com has letter sections from Starlog, sci-fi magazine from the 80s saved.
No, but I read it. I read it. Either way, I read it. I saw it somewhere where you posted it.
And that shit is like fucking word for word verbatim like to what they're talking about the fucking The Last Jedi.
Yeah, and I think I'll be honest with you, man. I think that Star Wars goes through this other thing that most franchises don't, where like when Phantom Menace first came out, everybody loved it. And then it wasn't until later where people were like, wait a minute, it's not as great as I thought it was. So now they're very cautious to love something because they don't want to be wrong again. And I don't think that many other franchises go through that. But I think that Star Wars has this like instant like kind of like defense mechanism where people don't want to be in love with it. and it takes a while for it to kind of really settle in the conscious of like the general audience.
Let me ask you this: did it bother you with Phantom Menace how they basically changed the
DNA
of lightsaber? Like they turned it into like, you know, real martial arts.
No, I like that because like it's like for me it's like you get to see that shit at its prime. And like I honestly like people are like, man, I want to see like that. I'm like, man, I want to see stuff like that again, but like only during that time. Like, I don't want to see like that would have irritated me had Kylo and Luke fought like that. Because I'd be like, how the fuck? You know, like
we didn't do that shit.
Yeah, I like that that existed when everybody was like at their height, and then you know we may never get that good again. You know, I like that. I think that's interesting.
Have you seen that meme with Obi-Wan and Vader on the like from episode 3, 4, whatever it is on the Death Star, mm-mm. And like you know where they're like tapping their fucking little
right.
And Obi-Wan's like, hey, remember that time on Mustafar we were doing backflips and. Real ninja shit. And yeah. Vader's like, yeah, we got old.
Yeah, like I think that shit, like I like that it exists in a specific period. Just like it had like the universe itself looks all clean and shiny, and I like that. And then yeah. But then like after the fucking Empire, like after the dark times, shit looks fucking trash. I dig that.
KFC times.
The KFC times.
The other thing I was going to say, I remember now, when we start our third-party company, we have to put the word fans in somewhere, because I've noticed that companies with the word fans in the title get
a good
lot
run.
Of extra good praise, yeah. Even if they put out garbage.
You know what you call it? Fan service.
Oh, that would be...
1S.
All right, well, can we stop the recording and scrub that out? Because
but yeah, I think this.
Have you reconciled at all why Luke abandoned the rebellion? Just because he had a setback with his own school, he just left them. He left them to just all like get eat up, let the First Order rise and everything.
Well, I think that
is there any real explanation for that?
Well, I mean, we haven't got all the blanks filled in that story yet, right? And I think that also it's like people have a misconception of who Luke is. Like people act like he's like Clark Kent mixed with Super Saiyan Goku, and he's not. Like Luke doubts himself, doubts everything throughout the entire original trilogy, and he's the first. Like it's so much shit, man. When I start getting into it, like first of all, like people are like, wait a minute. Let me answer your question. So like
don't. Interrupt him when he's answering your Star Wars question.
So you know, people are like Luke wouldn't turn.
I'm my leg.
Luke wouldn't turn on his lightsaber on his nephew. It's not who Luke is. Like no, it's exactly who Luke is. If you go back and watch the original trilogy, it's Luke that turns his lightsaber on initially every fucking fight he's in. Every time he squares off against something that he's not entirely sure about, he turns that fucking lightsaber on. And in the movie itself, he says, like, I reached for it, like, instinctually. I turned it on instinctually, and then I fucking sat there in shame when all I saw was a scared child. Like, he realized he fucked up. It was just like, this is what he does. And then, like, to go away, like, in A New Hope... You know, Obi, all he wants to do is get away from the farm. I want to get away from the farm. I need you to stay on for another season. Oh, it's the same thing. You said, and then Obi-Wan is like, here's an opportunity to get away from the farm. And it's like, oh, it's just too far away. It's too, you know, and he's like, well, that's your uncle talking. It's like, the character is a wishy-washy-ass character. When he gets to Dagobah, they take him in the house and they're like, Yoda's like, look, I can take you to Yoda. Just give me a fucking minute. Have some soup. And he's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know who you are. I'm wasting my time. Like, and then Yoda's like, okay, fucking fine. I'll train you. He trains him, and then
pitchy.
And then Luke is like, I'm seeing a vision of the future. Is this how it's going to play out? It's like, well, it's hard to tell. Well, I can't stay here. I got to leave this and go do this. Like, this is who that character is. Like, then he's mixed up with the rebellion. The rebellion is going to do this another. Death Star run to blow up the Death Star. They don't need Luke to go on there at all. Luke chooses to leave the rebellion to go do his own shit. It's like, it's just what Luke does. So after Luke has this massive failure, feels as though what he has done has single-handedly undone everything that everyone else, not him, everyone else has done to save the galaxy. He feels like, fuck, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me and this religion I'm subscribed to. Maybe that's the problem. I'm going to remove it.
You left one part out just real quick.
Go ahead, Mel.
Is sister really a deal breaker?
Good point. not for him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She was pretty hot, man. I don't know, man. Back then?
I mean, is it your sister if you didn't grow up with her? You know what I mean? Play ball.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like people are like, no, like, this is like, I'm like, dude, like I understand the character that you're talking about. And I'm a big fan of that character too. But you guys trashed that movie too when he was fighting Batman.
Who?
Superman. Like, that's who people are talking about when they're talking about Luke. It's not who Luke is.
I feel you, Bobby.
Did anyone else? Did anyone else get a kick out of how the form Luke took as the force projection?
Yes.
Wasn't what he looked like. It was what he looked like the night he pulled the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, there's a little bit of vanity there. There's also a little bit of, like, this is how you saw me the last time you saw me, and that's what I'm going to give you. Like, that shit is so fucking dope to me. Like there's I don't know. There's so, like, there is bullshit in that movie, don't get me wrong. And I'm not a fan of the bullshit. But I accept a lot of the bullshit. Like, for instance, BB-8 driving an AT-ST. It's bullshit.
No, that was awesome. Why
but,
not?
But,
why not? They can fucking open up doors on Death Star.
What
why
I think,
can't they pilot us fucking...
What I would have preferred in that scene, right, is had DJ done it. And then they would have said, but I thought you fucking took the money and ran. But yeah, I was. And then they started losing. And now I'm with you. This is how I roll.
Yeah, that would have been colossal.
You know, would have said, this is how I roll.
Yeah, this is how I roll. You know, like, but when we walked out of that, I like Selena's like, you know what part's the best? And I'm like, what? And she's like, when BB-8's driving the AT-ST. And I'm like, you know what? If the next generation can fall in love with this shit the same way I fell in love with it due to scenes like that, then fucking good.
What I didn't get
but
was how
still got grounded
out like six
weeks.
People. Like, come on, that and that was kind of lame.
What were you saying?
I can see him piloting an AT-ST, but just like just knocking out stars.
What I didn't like about Star Wars was that, you know, everybody's saying that, you know, they didn't like the way that he went out and the way he did and everything. I'm like, okay, Lucas, this has been on for, you know, I don't know how many years, 30 plus years or whatever, how long this series has been going on. It's like, it's time to let it go. I mean, I know everybody loves to have the old stuff, you know, especially, you know, with Transformers, you know, they like to have the old G1 stuff and everything, but sometimes it's time to move on.
Well,
and just let it go.
I agree.
The way he went out,
exactly.
I thought it was smooth as fuck.
Exactly.
He went out like a fucking player.
Like, he is literally the only one that wins in that movie.
Yes. What he did with Kylo, I mean, what he did with, you know, and him not being there and doing that shit, I thought me and Lisa looked at each other and said, sham fucking wow. That was fucking smooth.
And he went out on his own terms. He went out on his own terms. And, like,
yes. He didn't go out for,
like, had that shit gone any other way, like, what if Kylo just chopped his fucking head off? Okay, can you imagine the fan tears then?
About that.
Yeah.
So I think the way, you know, it sucks that, yeah, but I had so many feels when he went and he talked to R2, and, you know, he talked to Chewie. I mean, that just brought me back. And, it, you know, the back of my hair, neck hair stood up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's time to go. I mean, it's time to move on to, you just can't keep Luke on forever. And, you know, this whole shit is just going to get played out. And everybody's going to get pissed off about that. Like, well, he's been in too many of them now. It's like, I know you can't make everybody happy with Transformer fans, but it seems like it's the same way with Star Wars fans, too. So, but I think he went out like, you know, it was awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
So, it's time to move on. Let's get through Hasbro news. How about that?
No.
Did Greg leave already?
I think he had to take a break.
I'm here. I was just, I dropped the phone in the laundry basket, and I was there. I'm here.
Robert
was doing his typical distracting. I'm here. I was just coming up from downstairs. I'm out of breath. Can you hear me? I hope my mic wasn't on.
Anyways, we got images of Battle Slash, Road Trap, and Tailgate. Shut up, Robert.
I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Oh God.
We got these little legends, which I'm happy. I'm excited. I pointed these out to Justin because he won. So I know they're not MP. They do combine, which looks kind of silly because, you know, he's part of the pants. The blue guy is part of his pants. I was kind of hoping they would combine in a vehicle mode like they do in the original G1. But separate, they look pretty cool. I mean, they look like little legend figures. You know, I'll get them. So we're getting the good that. Okay.
I can't.
Are we still talking about laser swords?
No. We're on.
Oh, I said I'll be right back. I had to run to the restroom.
It's all good.
I hear that.
We're also getting
I missed that one. Damn it! I had to pee.
We're getting a recolor of us for a tailgate. Whatever.
Tailgate. Wind charger.
Yeah, wind charger. Tailgate. And that's it for Hasbro news.
I think it's. Wait, I just want to say I think it's cool that they're doing the duo cons. Like, I think that's cool.
I do too. I think it's cool too. I'll get them.
I'm not. But I think it's cool.
I wish they combined in a vehicle mode, but I guess that's a little too hard for Legends to do that. So.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're bringing the character back into kind of people's thoughts and minds.
Yeah, if whatever you want to say bad about, you know, Time Returned, all that good stuff, at least they're giving fans, you know, an opportunity to have some of their, you know, old G1 stuff that you probably would never, nobody thought they would ever see. So,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Well, the Duocons didn't combine in vehicle mode, though.
Yeah, it was robot mode.
Well, I mean, they combined and then they made the robot.
Yeah, well, that's what these do. The picture's not there? Yeah, they combined. Oh,
they're there. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they combined. I mean, it just looks like one's wearing his pants.
Yeah, that's why there's a hole in the front of the helicopter. That's the combination point.
So, okay. But do they combine in vehicle mode? Like they're on top of each other? Like the helicopter goes on top of the truck?
No, because the G1 didn't do that either.
The G1 does. It combines and then it. I mean, yeah, they do combine.
No, they don't.
Uh-oh.
It's a mechanism. Yes, it is. The helicopter goes right on top of the thing. And
oh, you mean like an automorph kind of thing, not like they combine as one vehicle of some sort.
No. I'm sorry. No. The helicopter would go on top of. I have them. They go on top of. He goes on top of the truck, and then it spring loads up.
Yeah. That's not what kids
this
want.
This one just combines like Energon, like the Energon stuff. They just combine.
Yeah, kids don't want that anymore. These come with iPads. They don't want that.
Okay. Or a Fire Stick. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. Something I was going to say. Well, something I was going to say earlier, because Bobby actually mentioned Batman vs. Superman in his Star Wars rant. Mm-hmm. You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a film, because Jeffrey Dean Morgan played Thomas Wayne briefly in the movie. I would like to see a movie with Jeffrey Dean Morgan about Thomas Wayne's day-to-day life. But I want it to be played like every character that Jeffrey Dean Morgan has ever played.
Wow.
So I want him to be all like, we will donate to these hospitals. We're going to fund these goddamn programs. We're going to build that light rail. Never seen anything with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but he pretty much plays every character the exact same way.
I would say that I'd like to see Thomas Wayne Flashpoint Batman, but that's kind of the Batman we got for the first act and a half of Batman vs. Superman anyway, so I feel like I'm okay.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. I'd be like, Batman, why are you carrying that baseball bat around?
Batman, why are you killing people with machine guns?
Because we're naked.
Oh,
yeah. Man. Did you read Doomsday? Doomsday Clock?
I haven't read the whole thing of the proper story. I read the button just recently, the Batman Flash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The second issue came out yesterday.
Yeah, I'm trade waiting it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh man, there was a really good the very last page spoilers. Batman and Rorschach meet.
Oh shit!
Well, because like they go to the DC. Rorschach and Ozymandias go to the DC universe, and Ozymandias is like, we have to find the two smartest people in this world, and it's Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor.
Yep.
And he's like, I'll go find, it's like, who's going to take who? It's like, I want to take this guy. And, or he's like, no, I'm going to take the smartest. And then it cuts up and Ozymandias goes to Luthor and Rorschach goes to Wayne Manor.
Nice.
And he eats his pancakes because that's what he does. He eats other people's food.
That's true. And
I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to spoil it. The very last panel is Rorschach in the Batcave, and Batman walks in and he goes, you ate my breakfast. And he's like, yeah, I did. And it was awesome.
Yeah, I really want to see where that shit goes. Because like, I kind of, like, I'm guessing it's going to end with them facing off against Manhattan. But like, I don't want them to destroy Manhattan. I want Manhattan to be able to be like a reoccurring villain in that universe for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Another character shows up in the DC universe who apparently exists there as well. I won't spoil it, but it involves Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Hmm. Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they're going for. They're going for something big, and whether they hit it or not, I don't know.
Right, remains to be seen.
But I think they're gearing up for something like memorable is the intent, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Interesting.
I wish comics came out every week and not every month.
Yeah.
But anyway, Matt, you're hosting. What's up?
No, I'm not hosting. We just got one statue.
What is up with this statue anyway? Is this a figure?
JNCOs are coming back.
those legs are kind of big.
He's got cargo pants full of 40s. He's trying to smuggle out of the store.
Got the Mammothy Hammer pants going on with some ham in it.
Yikes!
I kind of like the other statues, and granted, this is a silhouette, but I don't feel good about this at all.
How do you mess Soundwave up, man? It's just a block. It really is not. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a silhouette. We got to see how it all shakes out. But the silhouette makes me think War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, Soundwave.
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe.
Megatron's weird looking too. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, is this discussion topic? We did this last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did last week.
Okay. It didn't pop up on my computer, but it popped up on my phone. But my computer has a, or my phone has a lag, like Robert D. So,
where did Robert go? Is he still around?
He had to go pee.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
We're about to get 10 minutes worth of fucking dialogue from Robert.
I said I'm here about 30 minutes ago.
It just now came into, yeah. I did get an MP collector question.
So, I'm really glad about these dual cons.
What do you think about them?
This week I got an Xbox.
But yeah, should I read the question or?
Yeah.
Bobby, you read them so much better than we do.
Yeah, you do. So
Unique Toys recently.
Question face.
Unique Toys recently took on a masterpiece version of a movie Lockdown. Has one of the most innovative transformations I've ever encountered. The way the alt mode basically turns itself inside out to achieve the bot mode is really impressive. And the addition of spring-activated features to add depth to the bot is really smart. I think Unique Toys has figured out a recipe that would work with many of the Bay figures, but I was wondering if there are any G1 characters that you guys would think would benefit from a transformation like this. Is there anyone that we haven't gotten yet that could now be accomplished with these techniques? Or is there anyone that we have gotten but could be better now?
Oh, the Duocons. The spring-loaded action thing. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
do it kindly. You know, you place the helicopter on top of the Jeep, and it pops up, and it makes a robot.
Oh, is there? I didn't realize it was. I missed that part. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a spring activated gimmick. Yeah. And I don't collect. Don't collect trash, Matt. So.
No,
there's a few.
I like ahead, the, you got I like anything? What Jazz did with the magnets on the doors. I like what they did that.
Hey, you know what? Take that engineering and apply it moving forward. Let's see what you can do with a cliff jump or a Jazz, you know, or anything official. That'd be really good to see official-wise, them just incorporate those ideas into the figures to round them out, not feel so, you know, slavish to the just straight-up, transformation with parts, you know, folding and bending that equals your shape. If you can incorporate spring-loaded sections to round things out, you can go for even more tune accuracy.
And my man said slavish.
I think different, like, I don't know. I think that those different approaches, like the shit that we see with this lockdown, like it could be really innovative for like different things, like maybe War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, maybe for Transformers Prime stuff. But like, I don't feel like the amount of innovation that's necessary to pull off this lockdown, as well as it does, is really necessary for most G1 shit.
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly, I think with Prime, I think Prime figures would definitely benefit. Mm-hmm. I think some Beast Wars figures might could possibly benefit.
Armada.
Or Energon.
Yeah. I mean, any of the Unicron trilogy stuff that, you know, had the gimmicks, especially with the Minicons and stuff, I think that would bring into a lot for the Minicon stuff if they decide to do that.
Animated, possibly.
I think anime is slavishly to G1.
What do you think about UK only G1 Marvel?
Exactly for that one. I think that's what it was made for.
I'm trying to name off every single Transformers.
But animated, no, I don't think. I think animated was more G1-ish, and they didn't do a lot of the gimmick stuff. I mean, they did the combined brother things, but I think that's more G1 too.
This is a real question.
I know, Matt. I was literally just I was
no, I know, name I know, on I know.
Every
oh, I know. I know.
Every okay,
but
with
I
Prime
think
it, definitely I was serious.
Oh yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that with Prime and, you know, some of the gimmicks, you know, the Cybertron, the key stuff, and the, you know, the Minicon stuff with the animated. I'm sorry, Armada. I think that engineering would go really good with if they start doing MP stuff of that, which they eventually probably will.
Well, with that Galaxy Meteor, I mean, you got some spring-loaded gimmicks to kind of call back to that.
Yeah,
time.
But the key don't activate
right?
it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I never got the figure, but yeah.
Right. Yeah, but the key is, I mean, the key is a cool nod, but it does have nothing to do with. Yeah, it's the key to the everything.
The key
but it has
key.
Nothing to do with, you know, the figure at all. It's just a little.
No, it's just the key.
But, yeah, I think engineering would be good for that kind of stuff like that.
Have I come too soon?
What?
Yeah, I love that shit.
I'm too soon.
I love that shit.
Talking about, but okay.
From Flash and BVS. Am I too soon? I'm too soon. All right. And
good question. Thank you.
I think that shit is cool. Like, it's impressive. I just think that, like, I don't think you need to overthink a lot of G1 shit.
Right. But I love what they did. Like I said earlier, the magnets on the doors for the Jazz, for Make Toys Jazz, I wish they would do that more often with some other stuff.
I agree.
That was cool. So.
Shout out to Josh Fisher. He said, "Greetings, gentlemen. I hope that all of you had a wonderful Christmas with your loved ones. I was wondering, with the new year rapidly approaching, what are your specific goals you have set for yourselves in 2018? Not resolutions, because resolutions are bullshit, in my opinion, and are usually abandoned by the end of January. And what methods or mindsets do you utilize to keep yourselves on track to meet your goal objectives?
Myself, personally, is to continue to improve my health, continue to strive to be a positive influence for my daughter, and to finally attend a con of some sort, as well as other smaller personal goals. As always, have an excellent week, and I look forward to lots more SCU in the coming year.
Yeah. Oh, and it's deleted.
Yeah, I kind of got this one by heart, Robert, if you need help.
You know, in all fairness, I thought that was you giving your answer when he was saying what his answer was.
No,
because that was like a Bobby verbatim face statement.
No,
that was like a Robert hits the blunt fucking statement there. He's like, I thought you were giving your statement. Meta things. Hold on, I can bring the question back.
So my goals are to, I want to have my basement furnished 100%, which I'm really close to. Actually, I will. I might have it by this weekend. And
God damn, Bobby gets everything he wants, face.
Yeah. let's see what else.
Yeah, you sounded sad. He's like, yeah, I do.
Well, you know what? It's funny, man. Like, I could go into a long conversation about it, but like, I feel like it's kind of taking some of my motivation out of my wings. Like, I feel like I sit down there and I love it. I've sat down there and kind of just enjoyed my space a lot more recently in the past 2 weeks than I have in the past 2 years. And I'm kind of like, so this is what I want. And I'm good now.
It's like you always need a job to do. And when you come to the end of that job, the question is, what's next?
Yeah. I don't know what to do.
I think you should get a little trolley to ride you around the basement. To the rooms.
Bob.
Yeah?
Bob. You know the one job you can have in your basement that you can give yourself to do that never ends?
What's that?
A little job.
A hand job.
That's true.
You just sit down in your home theater and, do not just put a sock on the door.
tie the two doorknobs together with a sock. I want to, for my mopping job, I want to be able to start driving the mopping, units so we can go to the different contracts. So I want to get my CDL. I have kind of like a regiment plan for that. Like I'm going to get my learners the first 2 weeks of January, and then by the end of March, I plan on having my CDL.
Oh, I thought when you said mopping job, I thought you were going to clean that goddamn bathtub.
I did give it a pretty good once over.
Has it been cleaned yet?
Well, I cleaned it before Skullfest.
Breaking news.
That's it?
Yeah, it was a pretty decent job there. I'm getting ready to start another diorama probably in the next couple of weeks. So
that's not up to your standards, Bobby.
What else? Well, I mean, like, see, my standards are based on utility, Robert. So, like,
that tub is your Dagobah cave.
So, like, if that tub's purpose is to wash paint off of brushes, like, how the tub looks changes in my mind.
Man, if you're going to sell that house now...
I'm not selling it, Robert.
You
I'm not
be
selling
like a,
it.
This is the tub where you'll clean your dio paint.
Robert.
Like, oh, Mac.
Robert,
he has a paint tub.
Robert, I threw away all of my boxes. I'm not moving.
Oh, shit. You can't get any boxes anywhere else.
God,
like the boxes with styrofoam that fit figures, Matt, to protect them during safe travels? Yeah.
It's called
the
bubble
wrap. Saying if you
want to no, I can't have my figures looking like yours, Matt. They would need to go back in their proper boxes.
Oh, bitch, please.
So you're basically there until the day you die, regardless of what type of house you might want to pick, because you threw your toy boxes away.
Well, first of all, like not for nothing, like I'm kind of in the house I want, Robert. Like, I'm really happy with my life, like in that regard. I think that there's a possibility that once I retire, I might want to move. But, like, you're talking about 20 years and like...
You're saying that you can't move because you threw your toy boxes away. Not you don't want to move because you love where you are.
No, it's both. No, I'm not saying... No, Robert, no. I never said I can't move because I threw my toy boxes away. I'm saying I'm not moving, so I threw my toy boxes away.
Okay.
So
what's next?
You should be happy for him, Robert.
I am happy. You're going to get your CDL.
Yep, I get my CDL. I'm going to, you know, continue to work on my weight loss and such.
DSLs, too.
And kind of health. Like, I had my physical not too long ago, and, like, I was kind of impressed with the results of that, so I'm kind of remotivated in that department.
Dude, wait another 5 years when your physical involves getting a finger in your ass.
I think that's 4 years.
Is it?
I think it's 41.
I can't remember, dude. I was so scared when I had my physical, and I was like, aren't you going to do it? And he's like, no, we don't do it until this age. And I was like, oh, thank God.
They don't have to. They can do it based on your blood work.
I would tell you the classic story about a buddy of mine that got his prostate examined.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, hold on a second. Now, stick the other one in.
Is this the tale of Darth Plagueis the Regretful?
It's the tale of two fingers. Long story short, he was getting a prostate exam. He was bent over the table, and he said he was really nervous about it and everything. So the doctor said, "Well, look, you're going to feel some pressure," and you know he put a finger in his ass, and my buddy's like, "Whoa, whoa, wait, stop, wait, give me a minute." All right, go ahead and drop a second one in there.
Oh, this is one of those Penthouse Forum stories.
Drop a load.
But anyway, and I think, like, so yeah.
That's not what he said at all, Matt, but okay.
Can
I smell it?
Yeah, my CDL, my finished furnace in the basement. You know, that's really it. Like, I'm just, like, I don't really have much else on my to-do list.
Huh.
What about you, Robert D? Get some Wi-Fi?
I'd like to get healthy. I'd like to get some Wi-Fi. There's nothing to do about it. My house, I'm fucking stuck. I'm stuck with what I got. I got the best Wi-Fi possible, and it's shit, even at my home. Fucking garbage. Like, there's a real monopoly in my area.
Bigger caller.
Yeah, Robert D's got that mafia Wi-Fi.
Mafia Wi-Fi, it's just, you know, protection money Wi-Fi. It's real bullshit. I got no choice there.
It's actually dial-up.
Callback joke. Call-up joke. But, yeah, I want to get healthy. You know, that's definitely important because now that, you know, my job, years and years and years and years and years of bending over for clients is paying off. Thank God, and good cases have been coming in, and hopefully they will continue to. You know, things are changing for me, and it's like, hey, all this work, and like I could die of a heart attack in 6 months, and I'm not okay with that. You know, I didn't work this hard just to, you know, fucking not live to enjoy it. So I really, really want to get healthy. That's very important to me. I want to fucking walk my daughters down the aisle. So 2018's got to be a new year for me.
Oof, that's an uphill battle, ain't it, Robert?
I need to get a new car. What was that?
I said, that's an uphill battle, ain't it, Robert?
I got to starch all my collars or buy new T-shirts.
Shout out to the collars, man.
But, I need to get a new car. You know, who knows what 2018 is going to be like, but maybe we'll be moving. I don't know. We're buying our apartment or something. But it's going to be a big year, hopefully.
Nice.
If everything works out. It's the beginning of some. Hopefully it's the beginning of, you know, some serious fruit being picked off the tree that have taken years of time and effort to invest in to
Beautiful.
Make them start, you know, but you never know. It could just dry up. Who knows? But that's what I'm hoping for, you know. And also I still am into the Detolf conversion. I really do want to convert my cabinets and my entertainment center and my refrigerator and my couch and my beds style Detolfs. That's definitely going to happen if I have the time. Do it.
What about you, Greg?
I don't know the question because I was trying to read it and it disappeared on me.
Do you have any goals for the next year? Not resolutions, but goals.
Put Bobby in a Detolf.
But goals. And if you do have goals, do you have a plan to meet those goals?
Well, I'm going to try not to kill myself.
That'll be good.
So that's a thing I'm working on.
You know, if you kill yourself, it's a crime. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine.
You want a detail?
I hope I continue losing weight mysteriously, and I hope it's not AIDS. That'd be cool. I'm physically healthy, and I'm dropping like 3 pounds a week, like
nice.
Out of nowhere. Yeah, my I think I shrunk my stomach, and we always do Chinese on Christmas. That's our thing, and usually like we throw down. And this year, I had 2 crab rangoons, an egg roll, and a half a bowl of soup. And I got my food, and I put the entire thing in a box and took it home. So
the soup in a box?
I think I naturally gave myself the surgery. Damn. And I've been losing a shit ton of weight, which is cool. It's fine. It's all right. It's nice.
It's funny. It seems to have kind of coincided with your change of workspace. You know?
So
I don't know. There seems to be some type of coincidence between this weight loss that's been going on and your change of work environment.
You mean how like I'm now I'm a crack tester and not a online customer service specialist?
Didn't you relocate?
Oh yeah. Well, I was losing weight before that a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Ironically, we're next to the chocolate factory now, so you'd think I would have gained weight. I've only been over there one time.
Sounds like there was something in your routine before that was just extremely unhealthy that you've done away with.
Oh, you know what? It was being in proximity to Wendy's and Chipotle, and that was the only thing we ever ate every fucking day.
What? Sounds.
I might have had something to do with it.
That sounds good. And it's the new cocaine habit is helping, I'm sure.
Man, it's no different from the old one.
Oh. Maybe it's just pure stuff. It's better cut.
Yeah, for some reason, smoking it cuts weight loss. Oh, cuts the weight off a little bit better than sticking it up my ass. I seem to gain.
And your nose doesn't bleed.
Yeah. Anyway, life goals. I would like to get rid of Robert. I'd like to get some better things set up. That would be nice. But we need to move, so I'd like to move to a better place because I don't. Where we're at is fine. We're comfortable here, but they're raising the rent, and like, there's a place that's like looks nicer than this. Like. Literally around the corner. Like, I mean, literally, technically, like, not technically, figuratively around the corner from work. That's $100 cheaper a month. If we're not going to buy a house, because we would like to buy a house, but we got to get our credit. Like, you know, we don't want to leap too soon.
Why don't you move into a Detolf?
Can we just live with you? Because I see all these restaurants on Food Network that like are in Brooklyn that I really want to try. They look really fucking good. I'm like, oh, we need to go stay with Robert for 2 weeks.
I'm going to eat all this more food. Adventurous. I'm not
shut,
very
sandwiches up our asses.
Open up a restaurant, G.G. Allen's.
That's you know, I used to live in a house with a G.G. Allen clock, and his dick was the second hand.
Jeez.
Gross.
Oh, God.
And it just ticked around the entire fucking time. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I just want to be happy. I want my animals to be happy and healthy. Like, it's all my life goals, like, for the next year. I'd like to get out of debt. Just... be productive, man. Lose some weight. Like, just be happy. Like, that's... I like I said, I don't really know the question because it got erased before...
I told it to you.
Bobby Face.
It's an easy one. Easy one to remember.
Yeah.
Old classic, you might say.
I want to go to the gym and lose some weight. And I want to be a better public speaker.
Nice. Matthew?
Yeah. What was the question? Well, I'm glad you asked me.
Bobby, I can't read.
That's true. I'm from Arkansas. I would like to graduate, hopefully in the fall, and do what I'm going to school for, which is HVAC, and find a job. And I mean, I'm always wanting to lose weight, but you know it's fucking hard. I get on a little stint when I try, and then I just fucking shit all over it and just eat whatever I want. But I just want, you know, happy. I want, you know, me and my wife to. Hopefully we get to go to New York and see old Robert.
Yes.
In March. Hopefully get to do that. It's looking good so far.
We're going to have such a good time.
I hope so. Like to go to TFCon, see all y'all again, hang out with y'all. I'd like to see everybody and ROC, all that, you know, all the people in there. Hope I can make that. Hope I make it back to Skullfest if I'm invited again.
Of course.
I'd like to try. Hopefully can do that. Just I like for this podcast to grow even more, you know, and reach out to a lot more people. I think that we got a good thing going. We've had a great thing going, and I like to build on it. And that's about it. Just hopefully I'll live to be 42 next year. So that's it.
And then we're going to try to knock out all these questions because we only have two left. Just to go into the new year with a fresh, clean slate. Do you have a toy opening ritual? This is from Nathan Armstrong. Do the circumstances under which you open a toy affect your overall enjoyment of the figure? I know that when I get a figure, if I don't have time to take it out, transform it back and forth, and get it onto the shelf, when my wife gets home, I might not get excited about a toy for days or weeks after I've already opened it because I was rushed in the opening. I have a ritual, I guess, but it's like the same shit. Like I get it, I open it, I play with it in the kitchen for a while, and then I take it downstairs and review it. And my rule is I can't put it on the shelf until I've reviewed it. Otherwise, I won't review it. And that's it.
Wait. Was this?
Did you get in the box and kicking it till it was open?
I blanked out. Was this a question about masturbation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the impression that that Nate is a very high. He's not. He can't be that fun in the sack. He's just too many fucking. He's just high maintenance. And high maintenance lover right there.
Do you have an answer to his question though? In spite of that,
Greg.
No, Robert. I'm asking you.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
man. Wherever the fuck it comes, I slash that shit open. Like, I'll be like, okay, I've got to return these calls. I've got to open this mail, enter these deadlines. I've got to work on this package. I've got to get this out.
Yeah, send these toys to Bobby.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, that too. I'm like, well, I've got to send this off. I'm like, you know, let me just get this toy out of the way. I just tear that shit open. I throw the box. I try to get the box through the paper shredder to open it up quickly and kick it around the room. I have a sword in my office, like a genuine bastard sword from the year 642 that I swing at the box to pop open that Chinese tape that's all over the styrofoam that I get from China. And then my office has to be covered in styrofoam bits that have exploded there. And I have to set the toy on my desk and then vacuum the styrofoam up to enjoy my toy.
Don't you hang plastic wrap all over your office before you open your toys with your sword?
That's where I kill.
He wears a helmet too, probably. That's
kill people. But yeah, I just fucking rip that shit open. I mean, what really bothers me is when I have something that I can't at least open and handle and transform, but it doesn't take away from my enjoyment. It takes away from my enjoyment of the other stuff I'm doing at the time because I didn't get to play with that toy. Because I sit there and I'm like, woe is me. I'm like, I don't even have 10 minutes of time to myself to play with a fucking toy once every 2 weeks. And I start feeling sorry for myself, and I'm just a miserable person if I can't just fucking play with a damn toy. So it affects everything else. It doesn't affect my enjoyment of the toy. I still think Bobby kicks his boxes open.
Robert? I mean, Greg?
You want to try that again?
I'm sorry. Greg, do you have an answer?
Do
you want to try that again?
I don't know if I do, but this question's kind of disturbingly worded. like, I don't understand. Like, so basically, you just, if you can't hide it from your wife, you don't get off on it. But, like, if I get a toy, like, I open that motherfucker. If it's something I'm excited about, like the Sunstreaker, I cut that motherfucker open as soon as it fucking gets there. Like, today, it was like, yeah, like, I've got to fuck with it. I don't care what's going on. If I got to, like, shut my door and, like, postpone conference calls, then I'll fucking do it. I'm like, Robert, I don't give a fuck. But, yeah, I mean, I'll get around to something. I mean, there's other stuff, like figure arts, especially lately, like, or just action figures in general. Like, I'll leave them boxed for a week or two and then get around to opening them eventually just because, like, I don't salivate over them like I do Transformers. But if it's a Transformer, man, like, if it's something I'm looking forward to, like, I'm cutting that shit open as I'm signing for the delivery.
You're, like, stabbing at them with a letter opener.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, can you open that? As they're getting off the back of the truck. But, yeah, I don't have any, like, actual, like, rituals, I would say.
My reception desk knows, because they'll email me, be like, Robert, you have a box from China? And I never told them. They just know that I'm like, if I know I have a shipping notification, I'm like, it says it was arrived and signed for by Greg. There's a guy named Greg, by the way, who works at my reception desk.
Like, I don't sign for your shit. Don't be telling people that.
And I'll run down. They'll have the toy out. You want your other mail? I'm like, no thanks. Let me just go upstairs. And...
What's that real important shit? I want that toy.
Well, it's funny. Today, I was sitting there. Like, Kit didn't go to work today. She was sick. And I felt like shit. I just didn't want to be there because I didn't have anything to do. Like, shit was busy. But, like, it slowed down. Like, it slows down for a couple of days before like, New Year. And there wasn't shit for me to do. And I did not want to be there. My boss wasn't there. And, like, I didn't know if he was even coming in because, like, I knew he was running around all over the state, like, doing stuff. And I was sitting there fucking F5-ing that DHL tracking number. I'm like, when are my toys going to get here? And I just happened to stand up so I could stretch because I try to stand up and walk around every, you know, like 20 minutes or so. And I stood up and I just happened to turn around and I saw that yellow-ass DHL van pull up. And I ran to the front door like a fucking puppy. And I was just sitting there like, wait for that motherfucker. Well, he walked in and he looked at me kind of funny. And I'm like, look, dude, I just stood up. I saw you. I was going to sit back down. And I was like, these are my toys.
This is basically like when we were kids and we went into a store and we saw toys.
Well,
this is our moment.
My coworker was looking at me and I'm like, I'm not trying to look like a kid waiting on Santa, but I got a box of toys getting out of this van. Yeah.
Well, that's basically this is our reliving our childhood is through getting boxes from UPS or postal
service. It's almost that joy you felt Christmas morning, except now that we can afford it, we give that to us every couple weeks.
Right. You know, but I never check my tracking. Like, I hate.
It doesn't do that shit either.
Like, I like that shit to be a surprise. Just show up.
Yeah, but Bobby, if you checked your tracking, that would be like every 30 seconds you'd have to check another tracking number, dude.
Well, it'd be mainly from your stuff, too, though.
They'd have to develop an app for you.
What about you, Matt?
What am I getting to look at this week, app?
What about you, Matt?
I don't have a ritual. I mean, you know, like you said today, the MP, the Sunstreaker was supposed to show up on Friday or tomorrow, but it showed up today, and I was excited. I went out and checked my. I'm waiting for Apache actually, so I was went out there to look see it, and I saw another box like, ooh, what's this? And it was the Sunstreaker. But I don't really have a ritual. You know, once I get something, especially if it's third party, you know, I'm really looking forward to it or masterpiece. I'll definitely, you know, rip it open if I'm here, you know, and I will wait, you know, like if I'm in, you know, when I had a job, if I was working and I had a package at home, I'd make Elisa go out there and get it, make sure, you know, got into the house and everything. And, but I really don't have a ritual. So
in my head, you're still inside on the couch. You just
See, I tried to be slick like that, Bobby, with this Sunstreaker. And I'm like, I pre-ordered mine from Japan. And I know it's coming soon. And the fucking thing never showed up. And everybody's like, got mine. I'm like, I won't check on it. I'm good. It's coming.
And the but most of the time, when y'all order from overseas, it's usually
far in advance.
Yeah.
Anime Export didn't even give me a shipping number, shipping anything. I emailed them, no fucking response.
Well, Anime Export, did they hit you up for a shipping payment?
No.
See, that comes first. Mm-mm. So, like, Anime Export will have initially hit you up and request payment for shipping. And then you got to pay for the shipping. And then they'll hit you back up and say, we've received your payment for shipping. We are now going to process your shipping order. Like, it's Anime Export is more of a pain in the dick to deal with than, like,
Hobby. They haven't even told me that. And I emailed them 2 days ago to be like, even U.S. retailers have this. And you haven't sent me a shipping bill or anything. Can I have a status, please? No response.
Yeah, well, that's another thing is that, like, Japanese retailers, like, are, like, they're, like, notoriously known for not giving a fuck about American consumers.
That's not exactly accurate, but Anime Export is known for not giving a fuck about American customers.
So is Hobby Link Japan, so is Bandai Official, so is...
I've never heard as much overwhelmingly negative reviews about customer service from a Japan site as I have about Anime Export. That's my personal experience.
Yeah, Bandai.
I've heard nothing. I've never heard anybody say I love dealing with this Japanese retail company. Like, never heard.
I know. I ordered that Masterpiece Megatron from Amazon Japan, and I had an issue with mine, and it was replaced in 24 hours.
I remember Hobby Link gave one time to this guy. Somebody said, like, you know, I bought this. It was a Figuarts, and it was like, I bought this, and it's broken. And their response was, we'd advise you not to buy from us anymore.
Damn, Bandai.
That happened?
Yep.
Oh, well, I wouldn't deal with them anymore. Fuck.
Does GCI have a Sun Trigger yet?
Yes. He got a shipment in.
Yes, he got his. Agabus got his.
See, I'm contemplating. I don't give a fuck. I'll buy another one, you know. But I know my luck.
Oh, looks like I'm getting a birthday gift.
How did you pay? How did you pay for it with Anime Export?
Funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, how do you not know? What did you use? A credit card, PayPal?
It was either PayPal or debit card.
PayPal, you should go through that. If it was a credit card, then you can go through your credit card company. If it was a debit card, you can go through your bank.
And do what? Cancel it?
No, the file for claim. File a claim.
Hey, this should be a discussion question right there. What sexual favors will we do for a Transformer?
For a Transformer?
Yeah. To our wives?
None.
For hot toys.
Or like to you?
I'm sorry. No. I'm the freak here?
None for a hot toy either. I mean, like, you gotta, like, sexual favor, you gotta get up into, like, the quarter scale statue game.
But for those
for
those proper dioders.
Yeah, we're like that 1-1 scale Darth Vader. Yeah, you might
did you eat ass?
Matt, that might just be the tip of the iceberg.
Jiggle the little bones.
It might be a long night.
Oh yeah. But bring some Gatorade.
Put them work. It's actually funny because there's a guy who's like the I don't know if he's the CEO or he's the vice president of like this huge like automotive like retailer that's got like a billion locations around here. But he's one of our customers and like he's just a guy. Like he's just a guy that's like in our office all the time. And he came in, like, after we moved to the new place, my boss had his sideshow Star Wars stuff set up. And he's like, oh, those are cool. And he was like, well, go look at Greg's office. And I had all my stuff set up. He's like, oh, that's super cool. And he's like, I have the life-size ones. And, like, we had no idea. We had no idea. But, yeah, he's like, yeah, I have all the life-size ones. He's like, that's what I buy. And he's showing us pictures and shit, and it's like we had no idea this dude's on the radio, like promoting fucking Byers Auto and whatever. It's a Star Wars fan, and not just that, but he buys all that fucking life size shit. Like he's the kind of guy that would have that life size fucking walker in his backyard had they ever made it.
Right.
But it's so funny.
All right, last question for the night,
and for the year from Paul C. We've all criticized the Bay movies and said what we would have done better if given the chance. If you were hired to write the final movie and you could do it Rogue One style, where all the plot holes ended up being there for a reason, how would you explain them away? Paul C., I don't think it can be unfucked. I guess if I had to do it, I would just do another Bay former movie, like a regular, just let him do his thing, and I would just have final cut of the movie, and I would come in at the last minute, and at the very last minute, a character would wake up in his bed and be like, it was all,
all right,
it was
welcome,
all
man.
A bad dream. Shia LaBeouf, Marky Mark, all of it, none of it's true. And then and then Spark Plug would walk into the room and be like, come on, Spike, time for work, and then roll to credits. And that would be it. End it all. It's none of it's real. It's all bullshit.
Lost.
Yeah.
Wait, so it was all a dream?
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Basically, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Biggie.
And where'd that question go?
It's still
He's asking, how would you... Basically... How do you explain away all the potholes in the Bay movies?
Potholes.
Potholes. Worse than pothole, because you get stuck and you break an axle on these things.
Yeah.
You want us to figure out how to fill the holes? All of them?
Yeah, it's too many. And like Rogue One doesn't fix any plot holes. It just fixes an exhaust hole. You know what I'm saying?
I bet Joe KW could follow the holes.
He glued his hands to his face. You see that post?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did see that. What about you? What about you, Greg?
Oh man, there ain't no touch on that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I would do a documentary about how I petitioned Paramount and Hasbro to let me reboot the fucking series.
There's just no unfucking it. Like it's too well fucked.
Yeah. That Michael Bay, he's an artist.
Matt, that's true. It's a good point. Matt, what about you?
Man, I don't know. Do we got time, man? Somebody bring their lunch? It's a long time. I just scrap it and start over. That's basically what you can do.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them plot holes.
They're
more like black holes.
Black holes.
They just swallow up everything.
Then there's not like, I didn't get it. I mean, Bumblebee could talk at the end of that movie, but he couldn't again. The whole thing.
I mean, like there is one thing, like the wasn't it somebody had like for instance, like they always point out like somebody had like the thing on eBay and they could have just bought it off eBay or whatever.
Yeah, the classic.
Like, you know, like, there's little shit like that, but like, you know, it's just like there's just like I say this all, like I don't think there's some stuff where I don't feel like you should look into it that deep. Like I feel like when you're like looking at like Nolan's like I don't know Dunkirk, like yeah, sure, look into it as deep as you want, but like
might have seen a trailer for that once in a while.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Transformers is the movie to look into that deep. The problem is that even the shit on the surface is fucked up. Like, right. You know, that's the problem with Transformers. Like, it's fucked up on every level from the top down.
You know what movie you should look into for Nolan is Interstellar. That's a fucking weird-ass movie.
Yeah, that's another one that I feel like you should try to dissect and look into heavier and heavier.
Dude, I've watched that all the time, and I'm just like, there's so many fucking shit you can go with. I'm just like, Jeebus.
Yeah. But, like, this, I don't feel like Transformers is that thing. However, at the same time, I just feel like even, like, just in, like, Jurassic World, right? Jurassic World is not a movie you should look into any deeper than what it is either. But if you just look on the surface, you can enjoy it and have a fun ride. I feel like Transformers can't even pull that off.
Bobby, I heard that
I had a fun ride.
Chris Pratt's character is Raptor Kid. Yeah, maybe we can dig a little deeper.
Maybe.
I had a fun ride with Transformers.
Right, and I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying for me, from my sensibilities, I can't.
They need to scrap it and just start over.
Yeah, like I was listening to this podcast just recently, and they said like they had this. No.
I would have name dropped that, Robert. They said
that,
they said they were talking about that they have this, they were doing their best and worst of the year, and like one of their categories is so worst giant hulking gray CGI face on a giant hulking gray CGI monster, and
oh, the turtle.
They were and like they couldn't decide whether it was every DC movie villain or Megatron. And then they were like the problem with Transformers is like just from an identity level is that aside from Optimus Prime, literally all their faces are interchangeable.
Yeah. And Bumblebee.
But
that's,
you know,
true. That's true. Robert.
Yeah.
Man, fuck those guys. Transformers rule.
Yeah.
Transformers rule.
Really?
I would love if like Netflix, if they were like just, you know, streaming movies of like Transformers series, you know, that were actually, you know, 10 to 20 episodes long, more than 11 minutes an episode, and they were decent. That would be really cool.
Yeah,
you get that a lot with DC.
I don't disagree. I just think that the budget, it might not be able to handle it.
That's so nuts. Don't they make money? Don't like the DC cartoon movies on Netflix, don't they make money?
I'm sure they make money, but the budget is significantly smaller for a hand-drawn animation film than it is for giant hulking gray CGI face and a giant hulking gray CGI monster.
I would love to see the animation again.
Then I'm with you there.
That'd be so good. They could do anything without limits. It's the limits of your hand on paper.
They could do the IDW route.
Take it to the limit.
They could do the
one more time.
I wonder if they were.
Take it to the limit.
Is Paramount involved in their animation series?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paramount's taking over Spike TV for some reason.
Disney.
Like I wonder Disney. How that all works out logistically. Like, you know, I'm curious about all that kind of stuff.
Thank y'all for the questions.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening for another year.
Yes, happy new year to everybody. I hope everything y'all get. I hope everything, all your wishes and dreams come true from everybody.
If you want to know where our top picks are, if you want to know about our top picks of 2017, kindly be advised that Mr. Skullface changed the format, and we'll be doing that the first week of January.
Be advised that we'll be doing it the first week of January, like we always do.
Yeah, so Justin will be here.
I'd like to thank everyone that commented and sent us private messages about getting rid of Robert. We will definitely be doing the tallies, and we might be adding a new cast member next year.
I think more people need to compliment Bobby and congratulate him on his box office.
And I will be joining another podcast next year.
What's that? No?
Nobody wants me.
I mean,
it's gonna be HVAC Uncut.
I know HVAC Uncut. I know one podcast that wanted you, Matt. Rhymes with faces cock.
Faces cock. Yeah, why aren't you on Stasis Lock anymore, Matthew?
They didn't want me. I didn't add anything to it. They
kicked you off, or you just kind of stopped calling in.
I just didn't go in. I mean, it's been months. God, I haven't been on that show forever. It's a good show. I mean, I still listen to it.
Cool Tables got some exciting changes coming next year, too. I'm excited about.
You got what? A's next year?
Cool Table has some exciting changes coming.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, Cool Table does have some.
Excited about.
Not for Sharecast, though. It's everybody else's is changes, just not us.
Not everybody.
You know, I heard about this like mysterious Cool Table chat, you know, and Greg finally added me, and I'm very thankful, Greg. And I look, and it's just like every other chat of like, just it's different mixtures of the same people.
Yeah. Well, the thing is so when the Cool Table chat initiated, I put a thing in our group where I was like, anybody who wants to be part of it, you know, speak up now. And it was like,
well, Robert didn't speak up.
And Robert did not speak up. And then later on, Robert was like, hey, I want to be added to it. And I was like, absolutely not. Like,
but then like, I look in it, and Matt's like, these nuts.
Well, I was picking them out. Like,
man, I trigger Snowflake. I don't care what anybody says.
So that chat usually goes business, a business text is sent through, 4 business related responses happen, and then 18,000 memes and GIFs.
15 Star Wars memes.
Yeah. And that's kind of the, you know, as soon as the first meme or GIF gets posted, you know, you can just check out if that's not your thing for the moment.
Do you know what the irony of the network chat is? The first person to post the meme, well, I did start before you there, Lagface. The first person to post the meme is the guy who's actually involved in business, like corporate business of a company. Like, it's always Tyler L. that posts the meme.
Tyler's one. Dust is
with
another.
Star Wars, at least. Dust well, he's is another. He's in business management.
Yeah.
Of sorts.
And I'd have to go through and look. But there's a number of culprits. It's just like I'm like, okay, the derailment has happened, and I just
There's an antidote to your aloofness, Bobby.
What is
it's the name tag. Just tag you, and you come right back.
Yeah, you know what? That's me assuming that you got. You know what I equate that to? It's the 911 on the pager. When you used to get the page back in the day,
Robert still has a pager,
and it would say 911 after it. That's what I equate that to. Most of the time, like one time, Robert, you tagged my name. I came in, I was like, "Yo," and you just didn't respond at all. So like it's like the boy who cried wolf. Like I'm gonna stop coming.
You won't. No, you can't. You can't.
Honestly, I just like I said. We wish everybody, you know, thank you for listening to us. Go out there and give us a 5-star.
Oh, we do have a new one of those. I can read that real quick. And, okay, cool. We'll end the show on that. A nice little 5-star review. This is from the one true Ava Babava, and.
Ooh.
Yep, and he said, nice unit, Mac. If you are an adult, like Transformers, and a bunch of friends having a good time, then you will love this podcast. I have listened to most all of the episodes. These guys have evolved over the years with new cast members, but never fail to entertain. Do yourself a favor and listen to a few of their earlier casts, if not all.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
Can I?
Degraded.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
Nope. Kit actually pointed out to me... right before we started, she said, did you realize that your page is a 5-stars? And I said, what page? She's like, Shattercast. And I was like, yeah, we don't really give them an option.
Good night, folks.
Shout outs to Cool Table Network, ROC, Stitch Around, Tight Data, Plastic Fanatics, Spirit Vultures, Nerve Rage Radio.
And my personal favorite, the well-established Gentleman's Show, Stasis Lock.
At Real Robot, at Fear Corps.
I am Ratchet.
Third Party TF Crashers, and Open Your Toys Podcast.
This podcast is intended for maturity. This is only the sole purpose of entertainment. If it doesn't fit for your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it that way.
Shut up!